All right, I'm pretty sure I found the perfect holster. Finally, after many, many failed holsters. And this is not a sponsored position or, you know, plug or anything like that. The company I'm going to mention, which I'll just tell you now, it's called 1791 Gun Leather. At least I think that's, type that in, you'll find them. Maybe that's their .com website. They have developed something super clever and effective that actually works, and I'm now using their holsters exclusively. And let me explain why, because it's not like any holster you've ever had before. Now, here's the thing. Let me back up. I have carried a pistol every day for almost 30 years. I've been doing, you know, concealed carry and, you know, around my ranch and everything, of course, just open carry. And I, you know, I carry spare magazines and, you know, a karambit knife, and I have an everyday carry, you know, all kinds of stuff, flashlights and whatever. But I've always carried a pistol, and I carry it every day. And when you carry a pistol every day and you're an active person like I am, I'm on the ranch, you know, I'm taking care of animals, I'm cleaning out the chicken coop, you know, I'm moving bags of grain, I'm cutting the hooves on my goats. And that's quite a battle with the goats right there, by the way, because they don't like it. I'm pushing donkeys out of the way. You know, I'm taking care of dogs and chickens. I'm collecting eggs, whatever. The other day I was changing the oil on my diesel engine, or I'm, you know, repairing something on the tractor, whatever. I'm active. When you are active and you carry a gun, you put a lot of pressure on the holster, a lot of like sideways pushing out pressure or lateral pressure. You know, the holster gets a workout. And what I've found over the years is that most holsters just break. And I've struggled with Kydex holsters. So Kydex is the most common material that's used for holsters. And in my experience, and I'm not trying to say that Kydex is bad, it has its place, but sooner or later, every Kydex holster that I have just breaks. It just shatters along a line, you know, like a pressure line, usually where there's a kind of a corner or a fold. And it just breaks, and you have a holster failure. Gun falls out or something. Not cool. And so I've tried even hybrid Kydex holsters, which have kind of a like a fabric on the inside and then Kydex on the outside, or leather on the inside and Kydex on the outside. And I've broken those too, it turns out. I had high hopes for one brand. I think I mentioned them over a year ago. I was like, this looks like it could really work, you know? And it worked for a while, and then it didn't. And I just came to realize that I can't wear Kydex because they're all just gonna break. And so I was trying to look at leather holsters because, you know, leather doesn't just break. You know, leather is, you know, very durable and it's malleable and it tends to conform to the gun, you know, lasts a long time. But here's the problem with leather is that you can never, well, I can't seem to find the leather holster for the gun and the flashlight combination that I'm running ever. You know, like maybe I want to run a SIG P320 with a like an O-light on the front of it or something. Or I want to run, I don't know, what am I running? Like a Hellcat Pro with a TLR 2 light or whatever. You know, just pick some combination that you want to run, and you can't find a leather holster for that. There's just too many combinations of guns and flashlights. And the leather holster makers, you know, God bless them, by the way. It's impossible to make, you know, 5,000 combinations of guns and lights and have 5,000 leather holsters sitting around hoping somebody buys them one day. And then there's right-handed and left-handed. And then there's guns with optics on them. You know, and you add optics on the top, and then that changes, you know, the way the holster has to fit and whatever. So 1791 Gun Leather has figured out something really clever. They figured out a way to sandwich some kind of like moldable polymer. Let's call it like low melting point Kydex or something, whatever it is. They've sandwiched that in between two pieces of leather to where you get a leather holster. But what you do is you soak this thing, you put it in a plastic bag and you put it in hot water, and they include instructions. And then that kind of polymer inner piece becomes super flexible when it reaches a temperature of about 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you mold it to your gun. and then it cools off. And then you have a custom holster for your gun and your light and your optics or whatever. And so I think they only sell about 7 different sizes of this thing. And some of them support lights and some of them don't. But it doesn't matter what brand of light you have. It doesn't really even matter what brand of gun you have. You take this thing, you soak it in the water in the plastic bag. Again, follow the instructions. And then you put your gun in it, unload it, obviously. And then you mold it to your gun. You let it cool off. You know, you work it a little bit. It starts out pretty tight. You got to do some draws and, you know, you got to work it. And then... Well, and also you should strap it on your belt, by the way, while it's cooling off, so it conforms to the way you're going to wear it. And then I found, and I've been running this now for, I don't know how long, maybe seems like 6 weeks or something. I've been running this, and it just works great. The guns are very, very secure. I haven't had anything fall out. I've been able to draw. I've been doing this with different models, the SIG P365 and the P320 and Glock 19s and Glock 17s and the Hellcat Pro, like I mentioned, and I don't know what else I'm running, just trying out different pistols and so on. And you can get these for 1911s as well, whatever you want, any brand. So if, especially if you have a gun, then you don't have a very popular brand for whatever reason. Maybe you have a Palmetto State Armory, you know, Glock knockoff type of gun, and you can't really find a custom holster for it. You can use this 1791 gun leather holster. It works, man. And again, I think they sell about 7 different sizes. This is like, you know, super compact, subcompact, compact, carry, full size, you know, super full size, or whatever. I don't know what they call them. I'm just saying, you can find one of these that's going to fit your gun. And then you just follow the instructions. It just takes a few minutes. It's no big deal. And then you have a custom holster. And I'm just saying, it works. And it's snug, it's tight, I can do concealed carry with it. And the best part, super cool, if I change the gun I'm gonna carry, I can remold the holster. How do you do that? You just heat it back up again. You just heat it back up, and then you mold it to your new holster. And again, it conforms. So that's how it works. Very cool stuff. Again, not a sponsor, but some, you know, a gear company that I strongly recommend. So, you know, we do have sponsors of really great gear. Let me mention those as well. Shieldarms.com, which makes those custom magazines for the Glock 43X, which is what I'm carrying now. Oh, also, I'm using the 1791 custom holster with the Glock 43X. It works great. But you can get the 15-round magazines from Shield Arms, and if you use discount code RANGER, you get 10% off everything they sell. So just go to shieldarms.com. You can even get their folding AR-15s, by the way, or their custom Glock 43Xs. And also, go to hoplitearmor.com if you need some ballistic armor, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. Use discount code RANGER to save, I think it's 10%. And in addition, if you need backup comms, of course, don't forget about the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, for sat phones that work anywhere on the planet. And then if you're looking at water filters and other kind of common prepping gear and also storable survival food that's certified organic and laboratory tested, that's my store, healthrangerstore.com, where, of course, you can find also nutritional supplements and freeze-dried storable foods in number 10 cans, even freeze-dried blueberries and mangoes and bananas and, microalgae, chlorella, spirulina, and freeze-dried vegetables. And I mean, they will last for years. It's really the best way to store food for the long haul, and the nutritional content remains intact. So make sure you got your holsters all squared away. Check out that 1791 company I mentioned. Pretty cool solution. Make sure you got your firearms all squared away, your ammunition. Make sure you're ready for the zombies, because they will be coming. And make sure you've got your backup food supply, backup medicine. And hey, check out my online free downloadable audiobook, resilientprepping.com. You can get the whole book for free, resilientprepping.com. I give you all the chapters right there that will get you totally squared away in every area, you know, food, shelter, self-defense, comms, everything. Like every area you can think of, medicine, you name it. So get prepared. It's kind of like preparedness season is ramping up again because of so much craziness in the world. So take this opportunity and get the gear that works for you. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com, and also, of course, the founder of Brighteon.com.